Praise the Lord. Go back to Daniel now. Where we are reading is Daniel chapter 9. Amen. Now, I read up verse 1, verse 2 again. He said, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation. And without going on to the necessary details, according to the history, by the time that Daniel suddenly realized an awakening came to him that we are not supposed to be in this captivity forever. By the time he realized that, they had been in captivity for already 68 years. 68 years they had been there. And I want you to note, if Daniel is a type of the bride, and Israel is a type of the church of Christ, because there is the church of Christ and there is the bride of Christ. Amen. Because the others, they were all in Babylon. They had already integrated themselves into the Babylonian nation, into their way of life. They have been so rooted there. But I'm telling you that there were some revelated Jews, spiritual Jews among them, that always will remember that this world is not our home. And one day, we will go back to our land. And that's why they came together and they were singing that song, by the rivers of Babylon. Eh? How did it go? And there we were.
And there we were.
He said, when we remember
Zion,
for then we can
carry us away captivity,
require
for us a song. And now we sing the Lord's song in our place.
The wicked carried us in captivity, and they are telling us to sing the Lord's song in a strange land. So there were spiritual Jews, even apart from Daniel there. He said, how can they sing the Lord's song in a strange land? The only song they will sing in a strange land, hallelujah, is one day, we shall go home. In the name of Jesus, we shall go home. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. For I've made
my consecration. And I am my wedding garment on.
The only song they can sing is, this world is not my home.
I'm just a passing through.
Listen, church. Let's sing the Lord's song in a strange land. And all those worldly musicians that are singing the Lord's song in all those unbelieving settings, they are singing the Lord's song in a strange land. Anything you do that is not done in Christ is abomination before God. I'm telling you, you don't sing the Lord's song in a strange land. And strange mouths have no right to sing the Lord's song in that dirty mouth. Abominable mouth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 9, where we are reading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, just as the bride of Jesus Christ We are doing everything we can. Study now to know that this gospel that came to the Gentiles will not remain for long with us. Daniel found out that it remained 2 years. After the end of this teaching, we will know how many more years are remaining for us too. Yes, we will know. But we will not set a date, oh. Praise the Lord. No, nobody should set a date. But we will know the times and the season. We will know. We will know that Gentile days will be over by so-so time. Anytime after so-so time, the rapture will strike. We will know it. We will know it. Like Daniel. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 3 now. And when he found that out, that remained only 2 years, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting. Can you see? When you have found out how short the time remaining, the next thing that will be left for you is to seek the Lord in prayer, with supplication, constantly fasting, checking yourself so that you don't get ruled by the flesh. In sackcloth and ashes, nothing appears to you more than going to heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant of mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Yes. Hallelujah. He began to pray. And verse 20. Now let's go to verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my people, of my God, yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man, that man there is angel, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touch me about the time of the evening oblation, during the evening offerings. Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, Oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. And they said, at the beginning of thy supplication, amen, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Who came to Daniel, the bride? It was an angel. And by God's grace, the bride of Jesus Christ now has understanding and skill through the voice of the seventh angel. You have to catch that, church. He always does it by an angel. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It is a ministry. And this is the understanding. But remember, the angel told Daniel in Daniel chapter 12, seal up the book, close it until the end time. Hallelujah. He said that many people will go to and fro looking for knowledge. They won't get it. He said, but the wise, what will happen to them? The wise shall understand. And nobody is wise until the spirit of wisdom comes to you. Praise the Lord. And the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 says Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. And Christ, only Christ himself, can give this type of knowledge. And he came down by himself by the spirit of wisdom. And to show that it was not the wisdom of man. When these revelations were given to that servant of God, William Branham, he came down and revealed his face to the whole world through that pillar of cloud we see hanging there as a symbol of our faith. It was the face of Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God. The wise shall understand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the angel now began to give Daniel the divine timetable. Can we go now? Verse 24. Amen. Should fire on. This is what the angel said. Amen. He said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Who are his people? Israel. To finish the transgression. Okay, let me read it again. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression. The holy city is Jerusalem. To make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. All these six things will take place within what period? How many weeks? 70 weeks. Praise the Lord. That is what is referred to as the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now watch it, church. Amen. The 70 weeks there, they are prophetic weeks, which we have said here several times. 1 week there is 7 years. To confirm that, we see that in Genesis chapter 29, reading from verse 16 to verse 28, when Jacob went to serve 7 years to be able to marry his heartthrob, Rachel. But when, after the 7 years, he was supposed to have her, Laban, the father of Rachel, instead handed over Leah. And said, it is not done like that. Anyway, remember that he 419 somebody before. So 419, as you saw, that is how you'll be reaping too. Yes, now you thief your master's things, money, when you are serving your master. When you start set up your own business, your boy is going to thief your own things too. It's just normal. It's normal. It's normal. Anyway, so he was protesting in Genesis 29, and Jacob. Laban told Jacob, it's not so. Here, our tradition, you don't give the junior one up for marriage before the senior one. So, if you still want her, then, he said, fulfill her week. That was the language used there. Fulfill her week. And to fulfill her week, it means serve another 7 years. So, that is how we know that 1 week means 7 years. 1 day is 1 year. Amen. So if 70 weeks is determined upon his people and upon the holy city to complete a program up to the last stage of anointing the Holy One, and that Holy One to be anointed, praise the Lord. Amen. Is praise the Lord. That's the last stage. Talking about the temple that will be consecrated for the millennium to start. It says it will last 70 weeks. It's determined to fulfill those six things to be done. And done. So if 1 week is 7 years, 70 weeks will be 70 times 7, which is equal to what? 490. In essence, the angel was telling him that there is a period of 490 years that God has determined upon you people and your the holy city, the Jews, to accomplish these things. Praise God. And let's go back there. Verse 25. It's going to tell them when the 490 years will start. on when the 70 weeks will start. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous time. So, when is the 490 years going to start? The angel revealed to Daniel. It will start when a commandment will be given. He is going to cause a commandment to be given to tell the Jews, go back and build again your city, Jerusalem. He said, when you hear that commandment given, then the 70 weeks will begin to count. Count it up till. Amen. This is how it will fulfill. 490 years from that time. That is when all those things will be fulfilled. Amen. Can we go on? That verse 25 again. No devil understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. And we want to look at it. When was that commandment given? The commandment was given in Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 5. Under King Artaxerxes. You read that chapter 2. When Nehemiah had the condition of Jerusalem. Everywhere led in waste. He was so troubled. I remember he was walking the king's court, the king's palace. How he fasted and asked God to give him a sign. And then he went before the king. I am referring to Nehemiah chapter 2. And according to his prayer, that God should cause the king to look at his face and ask him a question. And ask him for favor. And that any favor he asked the king, God, let it happen. Exactly as he went after his fasting to serve the Lord. Suddenly, the king saw his face and asked him, why is your face like this? And then, exactly as he asked, the discussion went on. And he just said, King, if you can just allow us a space of time to go and look at our city and then rebuild that place again. The king asked him how long. He told him and asked him, just give a commandment because all these people will stop us on the way and things like that. And there, the king Artaxerxes gave that commandment to fulfill what the angel told Daniel. And I like to make this comment here. Just as the Christian world is today, so also were the Jews. We had the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We had the schools of theology. We had the religious juggernauts with their doctors of divinity. They were reading this book of the law, those prophecies. Every time, how a virgin shall conceive and bear a child. And that virgin conceived and they still didn't understand. If they were actually studying, praise the Lord. Now something new was going on and somebody was claiming that he is that Messiah. He told that woman by the well and the woman in John chapter 4 and the woman went to town and John the Baptist introduced him as the Lamb of God that taken away the sins of the world and every vindication showed that he was the fulfillment of the scriptures. What they would have done instead of killing him, persecuting him, and his followers, they will have gone back to the books. They will have gone back to the books. That's why he said the wise shall understand. The same thing that is happening in this age. That's why religious people always miss the move of God. That's why you can never know God by any school of theology. Oh, when I tell you this, I don't mean to be humble over it. I'm telling you what exactly is what I mean in my heart. That constantly I offer this prayer to tell the Lord, Lord, your mercy found me among my father's children. You brought me out to see Christ. I didn't do anything to deserve it. I was not looking for you. You were the one looking for me. And not that you just made me to be a Christian. You brought me to be part of the message that you have sent to your church in this hour. You caused me to see the entire message. To see the ministry of William Branham. To see the fulfillment of a scripture. The shout. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Which is the midnight cry in verse 6 of Matthew 25. You made me to hear the voice. The servant of the seventh angel. You made me to see the fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4. Verses 5 and 6. I didn't know anything about William Branham. I was not looking for anything. I sit down, JJ, you brought that revelation to me through some minister. I say, your next move in your agenda, oh Lord, the same mercy that found me and brought me so far, let that same mercy, let me see your next move. It's a sincere prayer I pray. Because many are called, few are chosen. And it's not everyone that began from Egypt that reached the promised land. Christianity is so serious a thing that calls every one of us to hold unto God by the spirit of revelation. I'm telling you. They were there busy doing whatever they were doing, acquiring titles and titles and opening branches and bringing new ideas and new things and promoting themselves and creating hierarchies, redesigning their cloth and then everything busy doing. And that same God that they were supposed to be expecting. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1, he said, behold, I send my servant messenger. He said, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant, whom you delight in. They were expecting him. And suddenly, he came, and they could not recognize him. You see, I told you the story of that very zealous preacher-in-law of mine, who were organizing prayers, that they prayed. God answered their prayer for me to convert. Then after I converted, then I went into error. And they were organizing prayers for me. And so, when I met him in a burial, I saw him. And I just asked him, I said, do you believe that every prophecy in this Bible will come to pass? He said, sure, yes. Because every word is the word of God. Then I opened Malachi chapter 4. I said, do you believe where the scripture said, behold, I send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord? I said, do you believe this prophecy? He said, yes. Do you believe it will come to pass? He said, yes. I said, when it comes to pass, how will you identify it? The Jews believe that Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 shall come to pass. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. They believe that Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 will come to pass. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a child and shall be called Emmanuel. They believe it. They were reading it. When it happened, they were too theologically, intellectually gone, too high to see God that appears in simplicity appear. And they were too high to see the lonely Jesus passing. And so it is, because he did not come out from among the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He did not attend a school of theology. Because William Branham did not attend a school of theology. He did not go to school. So God cannot use him. Even when all the signs that we call the attention to say that we have not seen this type of ministry before. So that we go to the Bible and see if there is such a ministry in the Bible and line up behind it. They spoke against it. They fight it. The same spirit in the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Zealots and the Herodians denominations. The same thing with the denominations now in the Gentile church. And they missed God. Then they are still missing him again today. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, there is a reference point. Verse 25. I read it again. Know therefore understand that from the going forth of the commandment from that day to restore and to build Jerusalem, which is in Nehemiah chapter 2, unto the Messiah the Prince, up till the time that Jesus Christ will appear. Daniel was given a prophecy of the appearance of Jesus Christ. The time, the number of years that it will take from the time that commandment will be given, watch this number of years, the Messiah will appear. What is the period? He said, it shall be 7 weeks. That is 7 times 7 is what? 49 years and 3 score and 2 weeks. That is 62 weeks. Praise the Lord. So 62, amen. 62 weeks is 434 years, right? Plus 49 years is 483 years. So what the angel was telling Daniel, breaking it down, is from the time that the commandment will go forth up till the time that the Messiah will be cut off, it will last 483 years. So it was very easy to know whether that man that was making claim, whether actually the period he appeared was actually the season by calculation. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous time. All this period, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 26. And after 62 weeks, remember the first period is 7 weeks, 49 years. They are divided into, you know, two periods. The 69 weeks is divided into two periods. The first period is 49 years, comma, then after 49, then count another 62 weeks, which is 434 years. Why did he break it down like that? That is the period, praise the Lord. The first 49 years was the period that it took, that they were going into the business, moving and building the city and building the walls and all that construction and all the trouble they were going through before the whole place became habitable again. And after that 49 years, the next 62 years was the over 400 years of silence after the prophet Malachi prophesied, no more prophet in the land of Israel until 400 years after when John the Baptist appeared. That is the 62 weeks. So he's saying that and after 62 weeks, that is after the next 62 weeks, which is 434 years, he said the Messiah shall be cut off. Amen. But not for himself. Did he die for himself? Amen. So, exactly 62, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Plus 7, 62 plus 7 is how many years? I mean, that is how many weeks? 69 weeks. 69 weeks. Total period is 69 weeks, which is 483 years. So exactly 69 weeks. So please, anytime I say weeks, you should convert it yourself to the years so that we flow. Okay? So by this understanding, the Messiah will be cut off exactly when it will be 69 weeks out of the 70 weeks that was determined for them. How many weeks will be left? 1 week left. And calculated very well, exactly from the time that the commandment was given, according to history, was BC 445. BC 445, that is when that king Artaxerxes gave that commandment. And calculated up to AD 33, when Christ was crucified, is exactly that period, 483 years. I quickly want to make this comment for those who will use computer to calculate. There's some, remember that in making your calculation, you will find some difference if you calculate it straight. Because, watch it, the BC period is different from the AD period. Now, the BC period, BC is before the Christian era. Amen. Now, all this one we are talking about history. So the historians, in calculating before the Christian era, where BC ends, it ends when King Herod died. All the historians, they pick it from there. The BC period ends when Pharaoh died. After the Christian era, therefore, begins after the death of Herod. So the Christian era, which is what we are still on now, is calculated from when King Herod died. And I want you to note that King Herod, Jesus Christ was born before King Herod died. So, in your calculation, take note that there is overlapping of time in your calculation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, AD 33 does not start counting his age. The age of Jesus Christ did not start from the day praise the Lord. Don't say from the time he was born or something like that. Always note. So in calculating it, please take note of it. But as much as you calculate, you will still see it fall exactly like that. That it, by the time Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross of Calvary, was exactly 483 years. Let's go back there. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still reading verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Praise the Lord. The people of the prince that shall come is another prophecy there. Amen. The people of the prince that shall come. And it's taking us in history to AD 70. That scripture, when the Roman general Titus came in AD 69 and AD 70 and destroyed the city. That is what scattered Israel again. The reason is because they rejected their Messiah, they crucified him, and laid a curse upon themselves and their children's children. When they said, "Let his blood be upon us and our children." AD 70, that general came, praise the Lord. And he did that to fulfill what Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew chapter 24, if you read it from verse 15 to 22. When you see the desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, he said, "He who is on the mountaintop, don't come down. If you're on the rooftop, don't come down. If you're outside the city, don't come back. Pray that it's not during winter. Woe to her that giveth suck, that has a child, and pray," all that period, he said, "because what they will go through will be such that has never be known before on earth since the war began. It will be a terrible period. And history showed how terrible that was. That was exactly what Jesus Christ prophesied also in Luke chapter 19 from verse 41 to verse 44. When he looked at the temple, beautiful temple that had been built. They were being proud of. And he said, the time will come when no stone will be left unturned. And that city, that temple, he wept over it. He said, the reason is because they did not recognize the visitation of their day. They did not recognize it. God came. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the same thing also, Jesus Christ spoke in Luke chapter 21. I'm giving you scriptures. Reading from verse 20 to 24. He spoke how that city will be destroyed until, and it will remain like that, until the times of the Gentile be fulfilled. And it remained like that for over 1,800 years. Till 1948. After the Second World War, we know the treaty that brought them back to the land of Palestine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Now. But the emphasis there, why I brought that, we are still coming to that statement later. He said, the people of the priest that shall come. The people of the priest that shall come. When will that priest come? He is the Antichrist. From that statement, we have a key to know where the Antichrist is coming from. Since the people came from Rome, it means the priest that shall come is coming from Rome. Because it was the Roman people that came and destroyed Jerusalem. The people of the priest that shall come. The Antichrist is coming from Rome. Praise the Lord. It is thus said the Bible. And we have too many places here to prove it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, after the 69th week, the Messiah is cut off. So it remaining 1 week. Now the interesting thing for us to know, for those of you hearing us for the first time, is that it was when the Messiah was cut off that the gospel turned to the Gentiles. So as far as the 70 weeks is concerned, God began to deal with them up to 69 weeks, and he suspended it there, led them to go wherever they are supposed to be. They rejected him and used that opportunity, blinding their eyes, and he came to the Gentiles. So, up to now, for the 70 weeks to be completed, how many more weeks are left? 1 week, that is 7 years. And he will go back to them to start that last 1 week, only after he has gotten a bride for himself from the Gentiles. After he has finished with us, he came to pick a bride for himself. That's why we see in Romans chapter 11, where he said, the blindness in part. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blindness in part is come upon Israel until when? Until the fullness of the Gentile they come in Romans 11:26. Praise the Lord. Romans 11:11 also said he, God, was doing it like that also to provoke them to jealousy. And that is the mystery that Apostle Paul was talking about in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 9. The mystery that is hidden from the foundation of the world, but now made known unto his people by the Spirit of God. What is the mystery? That the Gentiles, that we are nobody, they now come into the commonwealth of Israel and even occupy a higher position than Israel. A people that we are no people, that Jesus called dogs. But grace found them. And now we occupy even a higher position than Israel. Praise the Lord. It's a mystery. And this mystery, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when that voice will begin to sound, Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, that mystery should be rounded up. Praise the Lord. That's the mystery. In Romans chapter 16 verse 25, write them down. That is the mystery. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 25 to 27. That is the mystery. In Romans chapter 10 verse 19 to verse 20. That is the mystery in Isaiah 65, verse 1. You can find me, my salvation, in so many scriptures in the Bible. That is the mystery in Isaiah 56 and verse 8. That is the mystery in John chapter 10, verse 16. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It brought us into reconciliation to God by Christ. That is what Apostle Paul is speaking in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 22. So when you go to Acts chapter 10, Peter, they have received grace, or known to him grace, is coming to the Gentiles. But Peter was the one that was given the keys to the kingdom. So he has to be the one to open the door for grace to flow to the Gentiles. Christ gave Jesus, Peter the keys to the kingdom. And the first place he applied that key, oh glory be to God, it's in the house of a Gentile by the name of who? Cornelius. But God showed him a vision where he sees all manner of four-footed beasts, both clean and unclean. And the voice of the Lord spoke to him in a vision, Peter, oh yeah, run, catch one, and kill, and eat. A Jew? He said, lie, Lord, you know, I have never eaten anything unclean. And God told him, don't call anything common. Don't call that which I have cleansed. He has cleansed the dogs, cleansed me, cleansed everyone through his blood on the cross on Calvary. Don't call anything that he has cleansed, say he's Osu. He said, now Osu. Take time, oh. The blood of Jesus has cleansed him, has cleansed her. You are calling him or her Osu. Peter. And before you know what? He saw Osu receive Holy Ghost. And he turned and looked at people who followed him. This gesture, this Osu, has he received the same spirit that we receive? The same tongue we are speaking. See how he does speak also. The same spirit we receive. Wow! Tell me anybody here any reason why we should not baptize him. And they took them and they baptized them. Praise the Lord. For the blood of Jesus Christ to also wash away their sins. That is how the gospel began to leave Israel. Praise the Lord. And come to us here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, from the 69th week, between the 69th week and the 70th week, is the Gentile dispensation. So next time we shall look at between that period, the Gentile dispensation. If you understand anything I've spoken today, can you clap your hand for Jesus? Hallelujah. Let's pick our Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 161. The day of redemption is there. Everybody now.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, the sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with hollows in combat. Eternity, so we are grown.
Hallelujah.
Your love stream and
clear.
Oh, look up, your redemption is there. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem restoring, and I shall not live long be true.
Today she is calling.
Parents
follow,
return, oh, despise to your own.
Hallelujah!
The day of redemption is near.
Oh, yes!
Men's hearts are failing for fear.
If
fear without spirit, your lamp stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is there. Heaven's powers are shaken,
and
many are mistaken.
God's
meaning to me out of the sky.
God's
church is the power, shaking
the
sky. The day of redemption is there.
Hallelujah,
the day of redemption is near.
Men's hearts of God,
men's hearts are filled with
fear.
It's here with a spirit, your lamp's dream and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
Those
prophets are lying, those true they are denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God.
This
generation,
God's we walk right up for two,
we walk right. Hallelujah. Redemption is there. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with a spirit, your lamp stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is there. Oh, hallelujah,
amen.
Men's hearts are failing for fear. Beating with a spirit, your love stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
Hallelujah. This song will be more meaningful to somebody when we calculate the time left. And you see how close the time is. And that is the reason why our priority in this ministry is receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and establishing the people in the present truth. We look like critics, but I'm telling you, we are not critics. If I don't tell you the evil you are into in the denominational system, you will not see the reason to leave them. And we will say it as hard as we know. Prayerfully, believe it. Now, what is good? That may be the only reason why up to now Christ never come. You will hear and come out quickly so that we leave this accursed world. Because Christ is waiting for that last elect to come in. Then he will stand up on the mercy seat. And there will be time no longer. We need to say it. And thank God, God gave us a platform of this television. Wherever you are, you may be sitting in your room watching us now. Wherever you are, you may be in your office hearing this now, watching us, hearing, you may be hearing this tape somewhere. Now, it's not by accident. You may be that very elect that need to make a decision and stand for truth. Come out and make your calling and election. Sure. That's why I continue to say it. That's why it pains us so much, we the ministers here, to see people come here, some of them years, and all they see here is nothing but anointing. Anointing. In order to get close to Jesus Christ, they are struggling to get close to the prophets. I know nothing about God's plan for salvation. When people will come here and say they are ministers and know nothing about ministry other than cast out devil, do deliverance, go and consecrate shops, and then come and nothing more than that they know. Ask them anything about the present truth. Some of them know nothing about it because they don't care. While you see some struggling to know what did the prophet say, some are not bothering themselves to go and study. Maybe me here, I come from moon. This is what they teach now from moon. I can't come. Now here I can't know. I didn't go to Bible school, and William Brown has no Bible school. So it is nothing but seeking knowledge. That make sure that I am in the right path, the program of God. That the chief cornerstone turn, and I have turned with him. So that you not leave me behind. Church, he is coming soon. 198.
Oh, it may be all.